Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When is a suit not just a suit? When it's a zoot suit, and it leads to a riot. The year is 1943, and the United States is just beginning rationing for the war effort in Europe and Asia. It's also the tail end of the Great Depression, which has driven many Midwesterners from the Dust Bowl states to California, Los Angeles in particular, along with many minorities, all looking for work. In addition, thousands of Mexican refugees are fleeing the Mexican Revolution, making their way towards Los Angeles. At the same time, jazz is all the rage, a musical, cultural, and even ideological expression that, according to PBS, is, quote, far removed from the hit parade music commonly played on mainstream radio. With broad shoulders, narrow waists, and balloon pants, loud and bold, zoot-suited young men held themselves upright and walked with a confident swagger that seemed to flow from the very fashion itself, unquote. But the zoot suit, edgy in itself because of its flagrant disregard for conventional norms, became even more a liability after the Sleepy Lagoon murder trial of 1942. Two groups of pachucas, Mexican gangs favoring zoot suits, fought each other at the Williams Ranch near the lagoon. The following morning, a man named Jose Diaz was found unconscious on a road nearby, but later died in the hospital. The autopsy revealed that Diaz was intoxicated and that death was the result of blunt head trauma. 24 members of what the media termed the 38th Street Gang were arrested for the murder. Soon enough, the zoot suit became synonymous with youth gangs and juvenile delinquency. Add to this the flagrant flouting of wartime rationing. Zoot suits required nearly double the material of an authorized suit, and tensions were boiling. It only took a large population of military conscripts dumped into the downtown LA scene looking for a good fight and a little love to set off the inevitable riot. Tune in for our next Hidden History, for the ultimate fashion showdown. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.